On the phone with us now, Laura Haney from American Red Cross. So far, quiet in our neighborhood, but it's not so quiet in Oklahoma, and I'm sure American Red Cross is busy there, and maybe even getting some help from your neck of the woods. How's it going that way?
We are actively recruiting amongst our trained volunteer personnel. We have not sent anybody at this moment. We are looking at what are the needs being requested by the operation and who do we have that is trained in the appropriate areas to meet those needs. Financially, yes, the American National Red Cross is in support of the operations. We are already on the ground, have been on the ground, and are supporting with multiple shelters, providing food to the responders as well as those that were directly affected by the terrible storm.
A lot of people ask, what can I do to help? And sometimes that's a simple answer, sometimes it's not so simple. How do you answer that?
Really, honestly, the best way to help in a situation of this size is really a financial donation. Imagine that at this moment, the supplies that are coming into that area are on a bulk scale. So we're talking about semis filled with palletized water, semis filled with bleach products for any kind of disinfecting cleanup that needs to be done. So in order to support that, there's a financial need, as well as all of the unique individual needs of each one of those people that were affected. They may have specific medicines that need to be replaced or specific dietary requirements. In order to meet that, financially is the best way to support the operation.
In the old days, we used to hear stories about people filling a truck and sending supplies to sites like this, but that may not be the most efficient way to help, is it?
Although we appreciate the heartfelt support of that kind, it's very difficult, really, to handle unsolicited donations like that. It takes time and money to store the items, to sort them, to distribute them. And at this moment, that time needs to be focused on how can we assist the immediate needs of those people right now on the ground. So really, again, the best way is through financial support, either to us or to other agencies.
And that might actually save the donors time as well. They won't have to go shopping.
Exactly. And just understand that, you know, if somebody really has a desire that they really want to do a donation of goods, look to your local networks. Understand that on a national scale, national food pantries, national food distribution organizations are moving material. What does that mean? On a local level, that could mean that the stocks are down a little bit. So, you know, maybe you would like to make a local donation, you know, to your Goodwill agency, to your local food pantry, to make an appointment to donate blood on a local level. Because again, all of that on a larger scale helps to funnel to these operations. But to really assist the people that are on the ground at this moment, not only in Oklahoma, but also in Texas and in Iowa, there were multiple storms that occurred. Really, the best way to help them is through a financial donation.
What about those people who have been sitting on the fence thinking, you know, maybe I should get trained as a volunteer to help out. I've got time. I could go do these things. Isn't this a good time to think about starting that training?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Red Cross is always looking for volunteers in a variety of areas, not only in disaster services. We also have our health and safety courses. So we're always looking for instructors. We've got service to armed forces. We do the message linking. We've got our blood services department. We're always looking for volunteers. And the best way to do that is you can call right here within the state of Wisconsin. You can call to 877-618-6628 and you'll get an automated menu. Just listen for the prompt that says for volunteering, or you can go online. We've got a beautiful online system.
Laura Haney joining us from Red Cross. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Larry. I really appreciate it.
We've got a link to that Red Cross website for you on the story at WSAU.com.